What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to the J.J. Redick and Kendrick Lamar beef. I wanted to react to it yesterday, but I had an interview with a UK artist named King Fast, and I wish the interview would have turned out a little bit better, but it was my first interview with anybody overseas. So it was a learning experience and a learning curve. But before we get into this, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
That turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one. That egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one that everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like
you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to dizzlebrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas as well. You got the Dizzle brand merch. Got the hats. Got the t-shirts. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Click on merchandise store. Or go to etsy.com and search for Dizzle brand. Or go to etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. That's etsy.com/shop/Dizzle brand. All right, so I'm actually going to play a couple videos that I'm going to react to on this. I'm going to start with the first one I had watched when I first saw this J.J. Redick one, and it's Jason Whitlock, who I'm not too much of a big fan of no more after he tried to go at Patrick Bet-David, who I'm going to play his take on this, but I still – it doesn't mean that I don't agree with things that Jason Whitlock says, but I do disagree with a lot of things he does say.
Latest MVP bid and how J.J. Redick exposed that, hey, this conversation around Jokic is stupid. And ESPN, the alleged worldwide leader in sports, and I would throw Fox Sports in there. The conversations are so stupid, so devoid of reality, so devoid of substance. They're just feeding people slop. It's these shows are all should just be called Twitter on TV. It's just that level of stupid. And J.J. Redick's not playing along with the narrative and just blew up Kendrick Perkins on First Take and literally, which I thought was the most dangerous, is he blew up First Take very politely, but he called out First Take.
He did.
Let's play the clip, and I can't wait to hear your reaction.
I want to just say something. Stephen A., I mean no offense to you, and I mean no offense to First Take, because I think this show is extremely valuable. It is an honor to be on this desk every day. It really is. But what we've just witnessed is the problem with this show, where we create narratives that do not exist in reality. The implication, what you are implying, that the white voters that vote on NBA are racist, that are they favor white people. You just said that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That is exactly what you implied, Kendrick Perkins. That is exactly what you implied. Secondly, hold on.
I did not call. I stated the facts. And you're not about to sit up.
We all know what you implied the other day. We all know what you implied just now. Hold on.
I stated
one at a time.
It's the facts.
One at a time.
It's the facts.
One at a time.
It's the facts.
I love his point. We create a narrative that has nothing to do with reality. That's what's going on with Lamar Jackson. That's what's going on with Nikola Jokic and his MVP bid. They're messing with the wrong one. They're going to F around and find out that J.J. Redick made $100 million in the NBA, and he's not going to play their false narrative game. it'll be interesting if they can get him in line.
Well, look, Kendrick, you threw out the chum. You didn't think the Sharks would come. I'm just going to say this to old JJ. JJ, you were very disrespectful of the pioneers of the NBA because I thought you were trying to curry favor with a certain generation of fan. But after yesterday, oh, that is a permanent revocation of your invitation to the cookout and barbecue. I actually think Tommy Sotomayor might be more welcome to the barbecue than old J.J. Redick. I actually think Pete Rose might get into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown before old J.J. gets back to the cookout. But it had to be said. It had to be said. And you know what? Looking at Stephen A.'s reaction, I don't think he completely disagreed with JJ's statement. He may have not liked it. He may have disagreed with it being aired out publicly. But I didn't see him raising his hand saying, no. I didn't see him defending his show. I think he realized, like, you know what? You have a point. You have a point. And JJ Redick, wow. Wow, welcome back. Welcome back, JJ. Welcome back.
I think in real time, JJ put Stephen A. in check because he did it, unpacked it so politely and professionally and gave First Take its flowers while saying, hey, look, this show, and he's really talking about all these shows, are talking about things completely devoid from reality. Kendrick Perkins is, I stated facts. And what Kendrick can't comprehend in real time is that you can state facts that don't prove your assertion. And so Kendrick Perkins said 80% of the voters are white. That is a fact. It doesn't prove your assertion, though, that those 80% white voters favor Nikola Jokic or Dirk Nowitzki or Steve Nash. It is a fact, but it doesn't prove.
Let me pause in. It doesn't, seeing they were like the only three white dudes since in the last 23 years to win the MVP. Let's keep it moving.
Prove your assertion. And Kendrick and anybody else that's watching or may see this clip, and let's cut it out and put it out there over social media so that they will see it. Someone could state a fact and say, someone could go on TV today and talk about Joe Mixon and could, you know what? Black men are 6-7% of the American population, and they do 53-54% of the violent crimes in America. Therefore, Joe Mixon's guilty. And someone, I just stated the facts. If you state those facts, people will call you racist if you were white and said those things. If you want to just roll out some facts and act like, well, that immunizes me from ever being accused of racism or doing anything false, you can state facts that don't prove your assertion. You can misuse facts to create false narratives. It can all be done, and that's what J.J. Redick is accusing you of appropriately. These guys.
You know what? And I'm going to go to the. He's right, though. Like, the devil's in the details, you know, when you bring up facts. Like, there's certain details. You got to have all the details in line and in order when you bring up the facts.
Guys don't like where the NBA is headed. Jokic's style of play works real well in the regular season. It puts you in position to win MVPs. It's yet to be proven that it works at the highest level in the postseason, but we'll see. It's Kendrick Perkins and a lot of these guys, Ryan Clark, they're just way out over their skis, man. And ESPN allowing them to dumb down every conversation is annoying and it's frustrating. And it's what we're seeing is, like, there are smart athletes that are like, man, this is beneath us, the game, me participating in these dumbed down conversations. Hats off to JJ Redick for calling it out.
All right, so I'm going to go to this next one. Patrick, Bet, David, and the crew. Let's hear what they had to say about it.
Honor to be on this desk every day. It really is. But what we've just witnessed is the problem with this show, where we create narratives that do not exist in reality.
There's a lot of that going on in society, in mainstream media. It's a lot of false narrative creating, and people are just like running with it, you know, because they believe anything, you know. They believe in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Jesus Christ. Let's keep it moving.
The implication, what you are implying, that the white voters that vote on NBA are racist, that are they favor white people. You just said that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That is exactly what you implied, Kendrick Perkins. That is exactly what you implied.
Look at Stephen A. Smith's face. Look, I mean, his face is like, he's like, oh, shit. I mean, damn. JJ went there.
Secondly, hold on.
I stated the facts. I stated the facts. And you're not about to sit up.
We all know what you implied the other day. We all know what you implied just now. Hold on.
I stated
one
at a time. It's the facts. It's the facts. It's the facts.
It is.
I think so. Basically, Adam, what Perkins was saying is that it's racist because it's a white guy. What is this the third time that he's going to win?
Potentially, he's one, two. They're talking about Nikola Jokic, who's the center time, for Denver Nuggets,
and he was. So he said, he said something along
been
the lines
that in the top three of the MVP race for the last 3 years, he won it the last 2 years running, and he's averaging a triple double this year.
Yeah,
and essentially the storyline is that white voters prefer to vote for white MVPs over black players. Black
I can't
MVP.
Tell. Yeah. There's only
so,
been three in the
which
last
to me, this
years.
Is what J-Day is like. J.J. Redick is basically like, dude, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, because
and even if you said what Charles Barkley had to say.
Well, please.
Charles Barkley went in on Kendrick Perkins. He says, you suffer from ESPN disease. Okay? He says, basically, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're all caught up in this. You know how many white MVPs there have been in the last 30 years?
How many?
Okay? Five? I think Steve Nash won it twice.
Yeah.
Jokic has now won it twice, possibly a third time. And I think you got to go back to fucking like the late 80s to Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Okay. Since then, Kevin Durant, James Harden, LeBron, KD Harden, Russell Westbrook, Giannis. Like the list goes on and on. So, you know, 10% of the time, a white guy wins the MVP.
By the way, here's what people have to realize. I don't think people realize J.J. Redick is not a Republican.
No, he's not.
J.J. Redick is not a Trump guy. J.J. Redick trashed Trump just a few years ago. Talking about the fact that waking up in the morning and having breakfast, you should wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and criticize Trump because that's the right thing to do. Yeah. Like, JJ is not in this. It looks like, well, yeah, you know, he's a Republican, he's conservative, he's this. No, all he's saying is, dude, what the hell are you doing here, man? Like, and by the way,
all he's saying is that people need to stop looking for racism in places that it's not. Like, 75, 80% of the league is non-white. And another thing is there isn't a lot of good white American players, American born players coming out. All the best white players in the league are Europeans. They're European borns. Jokic, Lucas of the world, you know, and there's a lot of international players that are balling out. You got Embiid, you got Giannis, you got Shea Gillis Alexander. You got, there's just so many cats. I mean, even Andrew Wiggins was from Canada. You know, there was a lot of cats, a lot of international players now, man. A lot of
if Kendrick Perkins wants to play the racist game, why is the NBA 70% black?
Tell me that.
Why is the NBA 70% black? Why, while America is 13% black, why is the NBA 70% black?
That doesn't sound like diversity or inclusion. You know why? Because the NBA goes for the best of the, they want the best players. That's it. It's about the best of the best, which is fine. Which is fine. It doesn't have to be 50% white and 50% black in the NBA. It's fine that it's 70% black. There's nothing wrong with that. Brothers are jumping through the gym, man. White boys ain't jumping through the gym like that. You know, basketball is a athletic man's game, typically a jumping man's game. You know, typically most of the good white dudes are like shooters and stuff. They're not really super athletic. Keep it moving.
Why does the NBA not have enough whites? While America is 22%, 23% Hispanic, why isn't the NBA have a lot of Jose's playing in it?
Yeah.
How come we don't have a Ricardo Aguilar starting
That's because people only want equality and inclusion in places that it only suits them. They don't want it where it doesn't suit them, you know? Like, they don't want equality and inclusion in hockey. They don't care if there's not enough black people in hockey. I could guarantee that. Because, I mean, who the fuck want to play hockey anyways? It's too damn cold, and it's I ain't trying to damn get my ass punished on the ice. Like, you know, I don't know that there people are, like, crying for inclusion in NASCAR, because I don't know if there's a lot of black people trying to be NASCAR drivers, you know. Baseball is very inclusive. Baseball is more inclusive on the Hispanic side and whatnot. A lot of Hispanic countries play baseball, and most people like that you're going to see of color in baseball are Hispanic. Not a lot of black dudes really trying to play baseball either. Not a lot of majority. Most of them are playing football and basketball, running track, and pretty much that's the three main sports, you know. Keep it moving.
In LA Clippers, how come we don't have that a lot? That's racist, right?
Yeah.
No, his logic doesn't make any sense. But by the way, you have to realize that to me, this is my opinion. I go to ESPN to interview Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to interviewing Stephen A. Smith. While we're going out there, he knows this is, you know, I've done Magic, Kobe, I've done a lot of different things. ESPN comes up to me and they're like, look, I had just finished my interview with Ray Dalio. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, Patrick, you can't talk to him about politics. ESPN's asked me to cut the interview.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean? I'm just going to.
Which is some hypocritical shit because ESPN is taking a political stance. ESPN has brought politics into sports, into the NBA. It's such a hypocritical stance. I've always been one to say, I don't want politics in my sports. When I watch sports, I just want to watch sports to be entertained. You know, there's enough politics in movies and music that, you know, we don't need politics in every single form of entertainment. Then it's not entertaining.
What if he wants to talk about it? Even if he does want to talk about it, we'll cut the interview. So what are you talking about? Wow. Yeah, we're going to cut the interview. By the way, if you look at the set of my interview, you'll recognize the set. Go on YouTube, type in Stephen A. Smith with Bette David. You have to see the set.
They won't even let you talk anything
when
politics.
When you see our set, you're going to know where this set is. Just look at the set. Wow. Okay, look at the set. Look at the set. Click on it. I won't flag it.
Come on, Pat.
You know what set that is?
I see Muhammad Ali in the
back. That's the ESPN set. Go up where you're showing both of us together, like we're all sitting. That's the one. Go right there. Pause right there.
Yeah.
You know that set.
Yeah.
Wow. That's ESPN set. There's ESPN guys right on this side
watching,
looking at me, saying you can't talk about that.
Wow.
And I'm about to go into it. You can't talk about that. And Mario's like, Pat, I don't know what to do. Mari's trying to tell the guy, let him ask the question.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk. Well, anyway, Stephen A. started talking about politics. I think Stephen A. is in a tough place. And the tough place I think he's in right now, he has sometimes in life when your philosophies outgrow your peers and you become clear about your philosophies, but you're still in a community where your peers haven't outgrown those philosophies of victimhood, all this other stuff, you sit there privately and you have to make a decision. And the decision is this. Man, do I compromise all my friends and the community I'm a part of to
Say the truth.
Stand up for what I now believe in, or do I keep these relationships? What do I do? And I think a lot of people, believe it or not, they compromise and they don't want to lose those relationships. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy.
And that's, you know what? I got to stop right there. I can't lie to keep friends. I can't lie to keep friends. If me telling the truth is a problem for any of my friends and they don't want to be around me because I've told the truth, I don't want them in my life because they're dishonest human beings anyways. Like, if there's one thing I value the most, like, I don't expect people to be loyal to me. You know, loyalty is for relationships between husbands and wives. You know, I don't expect my friends to be loyal. I expect them to have my back if we're out and something goes down. I expect them not to stab me in the back, you know, and whatnot. And I guess that's part of loyalty, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, everybody in my circles is honest human beings. I wouldn't want nobody to lie to me. Even if it's something that I don't want to hear that might upset me, tell me the truth. Don't lie to me, you know? Keep it moving.
Place to be, because you immediately become lonely. You immediately go from getting 79,000 likes on Instagram posts to 13,000 likes.
Yeah.
You immediately go from getting, you know, 693,000 views on a first take clip to 173,000 views. And that's a scary thought, okay? And ESPN right now is getting killed. Clay Travis is saying that these guys are going to go out of business in no time. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think they're going to let go of a lot of their lower-level talent. I think that could possibly happen. And if you think about the companies that Disney is willing to sell, this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who owns ESPN? Disney.
They're willing to sell it. So,
actually, they're shopping it.
Yeah, exactly. Quietly, they're shopping. That's how they divided the companies into three different.
Let me chime in. I've heard enough. I'm a Tar Heel fan. So I don't have a dog in this fight, but I'm with J.J. Redick on this. Like, this idea that one little anomaly here and there, like, shows a pattern, it's such horseshit. It's such bullshit. Three white dudes have been MVPs in the last 30 years. That just sounds like a pure racist to me. When, I mean, like, Nikola Jokic, all due respect, this cat has had his team. One year, he literally had Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray was hurt, and he still had his team as one of the best in regular seasons. Jamal Murray's came back. Porter Jr. is a little healthy, but neither one of them is shown to be a legit all-star. Aaron Gordon, I mean, he's good, a fine piece, but no, he got no Hall of Famers on his team. Zero Hall of Famers. You got Giannis over there with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. You got Jason Tatum's got Jaylen Brown. You know, Embiid has got a Hall of Famer and James Harden. You know, like, he doesn't – Phoenix is over there now with Durant, Booker, and Chris Paul. Like, he don't got a lot of Hall of Famers around him. This cat is literally a 6'10", 6'11", point center, point forward. He makes everybody around him better. Everybody around him, that's part of being MVP. Like, you can't be the most valuable player in the league and you don't make people around you better than me. You don't make people's jobs easier. You know, you got to make their jobs easier because people are doubling you all the time and you just kick into somebody for a wide open, easy shot. But I'm with J.J. Redick on this. Kendrick Perkins, I got to question his character right now. He did make that implication just by bringing up those stats the way he did. And it's horseshit. I mean, no. The Joker is, I mean, he's amazing. He's phenomenal, man. He is phenomenal. And this idea because he's not top 10 in scoring or something, that's because he's getting a shit ton of assists and a shit ton of rebounds. And, you know, I wonder how much this beef is going to bleed over. And Stephen A. Smith is definitely in a tough position. That's why he's doing his show outside of ESPN, because he pretty much, you know, he wants to talk about other topics outside of sports and whatnot, too. And, like, people were giving him slack because he had Sean Hannity on his show interviewing him. And he's like, well, why would I not? Because he interviewed me. Why would I not interview him? It's called a favor for a favor. One hand washes the other, you know. But, yeah, man. Thank God for J.J. Redick. Best thing that's happened to First Take. Good thing they got rid of woke-ass Max, you know. J.J. Redick, you know, good for him for standing up to false narratives, false realities, complete horseshit, complete bullshit. If the voters, if these 80% white voters favor nothing but white players, then why the hell is only three white players been voted MVP in the last 30 years when it's probably been 80% white voters? It probably was like 90% white voters, you know, about 15 to 20 years ago. So, and they weren't voting for no white guys. So, yeah. Once again, up thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast. And I'm out.